voice, and sometimes we wouldn't be stopped over half an hour at noon. But then after dinner, my wife would ask them what they want for dinner the next day, what they said, anyone had a preference. And we had one kid that would always order beefsteak pie.
What'd you say, what was the crop you're talking about, oats here? Or
that's oats and wheat harvest that we'd have.
And what did you do the oats used to?
Well, used to thrash them too, just the same as, altogether different. Now they use combines, you know, we used to thrash them with a thrashing machine.
And you might say I got 40 of wheat, 40...
40 bushels to the acre.
Is that about right, to the acre?
Well, that's a good crop, yeah. We got it several times. Oats usually made about 60.
How many sheaves does a shock of corn have, or did you talk about a shock? Or shock?
Well, shock of corn is shock different. It's just, there are just so many stalks. They just cut a 12-hill square of corn to make a shock. That'd be a strip about, 36 by 36, you see. And they put that up in one shock and then tie it around. And
36 by 36?
Feet, yeah. Feet. A strip of ground. They cut off the strip of ground about some didn't cut it that big, but they usually shock corn with 12-heeled square, and then that'd make about 36 feet square. Put in the shock. Then in the wintertime, we'd lay it on trestles and husk it out and feed the fodder to the cattle and haul the corn in to feed to the livestock. Oh, that's a bad job, too. Take a day like today when there's snow on the ground in the morning. We used to have to go out and pick that sweet corn out of the shock and haul it into the dairy cattle. My dad run a dairy. We'd have about 30 head of cows, and we'd have to haul that shock corn in. We'd use the plant a patch of sweet corn and make fodder out of it. Mm-hmm. The cows like that in the spring. Kind of saved the hay, too.
Well, you give somebody a ride in the car, and you say, you stop and say, well, I'm sorry, but this is all the...
This is as far as I go.
You say, this is far, that's farther, but that I'll go. This is as far as I'll go, that's farther than I'll go, but that's absolutely the
farthest.
But you'd say as far as, probably.
Mm-hmm. As far as I go.
You would say all the farther. It's all the farther I go.
It's all the farther I go, I'll tell them that.
You would say that?
Yes, you would say, this is as far as I go.
This is mine, and that's, let's say, this is mine, but that's...
That's yours.
This is yours, but
this is mine.
That's ours, but this is.
That's yours or theirs.
Theirs. Okay. Somebody comes and visits, and you want the person to come back. You ask him when he leaves. So when are you?
When are you coming back? When are you gonna see us again? When will we see you again? That's about what we say to them.
Now go back to types of bread again. Kinds of homemade bread they make. What kinds would you make?
Well, I don't know, but yeast bread, I suppose. That's
or wheat.
That's be wheat bread. Sometimes they bake rye bread. They can make it out of this. Just depending on what kind of flour they use. My mother used to use a liquid starter, and she'd take out a little every time. She'd save out a quart fruit jar of this starter to start the next batch with. And she'd save potato water at night and pour that little bit in. And by the next morning, she'd have a crock full of yeast all ready to mix the flour in. But then that next morning, she'd save out another fruit jar out of that. Mm-hmm. That's the way she went on from time to time as she baked bread.
Do you ever hear of any of these? The rim, wasp nest, bread?
Any what?
Wasp nest bread. Wasp nest bread.
No, never did.
Uh-huh. Biscuits?
Biscuits, yes.
Talk about biscuits.
Biscuits, yeah. We used to have baking powder biscuits.
How about bannocks? Poverty cake? What's the difference between a roll and a bun?
Well, a roll is fried,